كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are now the best people brought forth for the guidance and reform of mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it were better for them. Some of them are believers, but most of them are transgressors. You are now the best people brought forth for the guidance and reform of mankind. This is the same declaration that was made earlier. The Arabian prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers are informed that they are being assigned the guidance and leadership of the world, a position the Israelites had been relieved of because they had shown themselves unsuitable. The Muslims were charged with this responsibility because of their competence. They were the best people in terms of character and morals and had developed in theory and in practice the qualities essential for truly righteous leadership, namely the spirit and practical commitment to promoting good and suppressing evil and the acknowledgement of the one true God as their Lord and Master. In view of the task entrusted to them, they had to become conscious of their responsibilities and avoid the mistakes committed by their predecessors. Had the people of the book believed, people of the book refers here to the children of Israel.
لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
They will not be able to harm you except for a little hurt, and if they fight against you, they will turn their backs in flight, and then they will not be succored.
ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
Wherever they were covered with ignominy, except when they were protected by either a covenant with Allah or a covenant with men. They are laden with the burden of Allah's wrath and humiliation is stuck upon them. And all this because they rejected the signs of Allah and slayed the prophets without right, and because they disobeyed and transgressed. Except when they were protected by either a covenant with Allah or a covenant with men. If the Jews have ever enjoyed any measure of peace and security anywhere in the world, they owe it to the goodwill and benevolence of others rather than to their own power and strength. At times, Muslim governments granted them refuge, while at others, non-Muslim powers extended protection. Similarly, if the Jews ever emerged as a power, it was due not to their intrinsic strength, but to the strength of others.
ليسوا سواء من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون.
Yet all are not alike among the people of the book. There are upright people who recite the messages of Allah in the watches of the night and prostrate themselves in worship.
يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين.
They believe in Allah and in the last day, and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and hasten to excel each other in doing good. These are among the righteous.
وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ
Whatever good they do shall not go unappreciated, and Allah fully knows those who are pious.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ
As for those who denied the truth, neither their possessions nor their children will avail them against Allah. They are the people of the fire, and therein they shall abide.
مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون
The example of what they spend in the life of this world is like that of a wind accompanied with frost, which smote the harvest of a people who wronged themselves and laid it to waste. It is not Allah who wronged them, rather it is they who wronged themselves. Who wronged themselves and laid it to waste. The term harvest in this parable refers to this life which resembles a field of cultivation, the harvest of which one will reap in the world to come. The wind refers to the superficial appearance of righteousness for the sake of which unbelievers spend their wealth on philanthropic and charitable causes. The expression frost indicates their lack of true faith and their failure to follow the divine laws, as a result of which their entire life has gone astray. By means of this parable, God seeks to bring home to them that while wind is useful for the growth of cultivation, if that wind turns into frost, it destroys it. So it is with man's acts of charity. They can prove helpful to the growth of the harvest one will reap in the hereafter, but are liable to be destructive if mixed with unbelief. God is the Lord and Master of man, as well as of all that man owns, and the world in which he lives. If a man either does not recognize the sovereignty of his Lord and unlawfully serves others or disobeys God's laws, then his actions become crimes for which he deserves to be tried. His acts of charity are but the acts of a servant who unlawfully helps himself to his master's treasure and then spends it as he likes.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون
Believers, do not take for intimate friends those who are not of your kind. They spare no effort to injure you. Indeed, they love all that distresses you. Their hatred is clearly manifest in what they say, and what their breasts conceal is even greater. Now, we have made our messages clear to you, if only you can understand the danger of their intimacy. They spare no effort to injure you. The Jews, living on the outskirts of Medina, had long enjoyed friendly relations with the two tribes of Aus and Khazraj. In the first place, this was the result of relations between individuals. Later, they were bound by ties of neighborliness and allegiance as a result of tribal interrelationship. Even after the people of Aus and Khazraj embraced Islam, they maintained their old ties with the Jews and continued to treat them with the same warmth and cordiality. However, the hostility of the Jews towards the Arabian prophet, peace be upon him, and towards his mission was far too intense to allow them to maintain a cordial relationship with anyone who had joined the new movement. However, the hostility of the Jews towards the Arabian prophet, peace be upon him, and towards his mission was far too intense to allow them to maintain a cordial relationship with anyone who had joined the new movement. Outwardly, the Jews maintained the same terms of friendship with the Ansar, helpers, as before, but at heart they had become their sworn enemies. They made the best use of this pretended friendship and remained constantly on the lookout for opportunities to create schisms and dissensions in the Muslim body politic and to draw out the secrets of the Muslims and pass them on to their enemies. Here God warns the Muslims to note this hypocrisy and take the necessary precaution.
ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
Lo, it is you who love them, but they do not love you, even though you believe in the whole of the heavenly book. When they meet you, they say, "We believe," but when they are by themselves, they bite their fingers in rage at you. Say, "Perish in your own rage. Allah knows even what lies hidden in their breasts." But they do not love you, even though you believe in the whole of the heavenly book. It is strange that although the Muslims had reason to feel aggrieved by the Jews, it was the latter who felt aggrieved by the Muslims. Since the Muslims believed in the Torah along with the Quran, the Jews had no justifiable ground for complaint. If anyone had cause to complain, it was the Muslims, for the Jews did not believe in the Quran.
إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط.
If anything good happens to you, they are grieved. If any misfortune befalls you, they rejoice at it. But if you remain steadfast and mindful of Allah, their designs will not cause you harm. Allah surely encompasses all they do.